Hello? Anybody there?
Oh, my apologies. I was just talking. Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Tashima, and how may I assist you on today?
Tashima, that's a pretty name you have.
Oh,
Listen,
thank you.
my name is Michael Perry, and I saw these charges on my card and wasn't sure where they came from. So I called last week, and the young lady told me that it was the smartwatches that I got probably a month ago, give or take. And I didn't know about these other extra charges for it. I paid like, I'm not, I was looking for it as the phone was ringing. There was an initial charge and then like a warranty. And I really didn't want the warranty, but I wanted the watches, and I couldn't find a way to get back out of that. And so it was like, okay, and that was the only button there. So I said, well, it's only $20, so I did that. But these other charges, if I'd have known about that, I would have just shut my phone off. I don't want these charges. The lady told me that they would be taken off, and I haven't seen that. So I wanted to call and confirm that these charges are not going to remain on my credit card.
Sure, I could take a look at it for you and see what's going on. What's your zip code there?
29697.
All right, bear me just a moment here. All right, Mr. Perry, just for your security, could you verify your mailing address for me?
1915 Welcome Road, Williamston, South Carolina,
All right.
296.
Let's take a look here. All right, so I see you spoke to someone on the A there. Let's see. All right. Spare me just a few moments. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, Mr. Pear, and see what I can work out here for you or what happened during that call. You're welcome. All right, Mr. Perry, thank you so much for holding. I do apologize for your wait. So I was just doing some investigative work to see what happened as to why you hadn't received those funds back. And I do just want to humbly apologize that initially, from what I'm showing, due to the notations, you were guaranteed a refund. But I believe the process hadn't been completed as needed for you to have received it, because typically it only takes about 3 to 5 business days. So what I was working on for you is, again, extending my apologies beforehand, because if it was me looking for that money, I'd be upset. But what I did do is ensure that I did the full request that was required for you to get your money back. So I have the charges for $69.87 and for $64.87 that I had processed and refunded for you, which I do have a confirmation of that transaction here for you. So those actually should be in your account within 3 to 5 business days this time. I do apologize. They started most of the process, but did not complete it. So that's what happened. But well, I would do it. Mm-hmm.
I, you know, the young lady was, she was upset. She wasn't rude or unprofessional.
Right.
But, you know, she told me her name, and I said, "How are you today?" And she said, "Not good." And I said, "Oh." You know, so we conducted our business, and I said, "Listen, I'm gonna pray for you because you said you weren't good." And she said, "Well, it's just these customers." And so I said, "Well,
wow,
I understand, because and like you said, if you were looking for these charges, you'd be upset. I'm not upset, because I realize that, you know, it takes all kinds of people to make a world. People have a different way that they respond to negative stimuli and things like that. So, I mean, I understand that. And I try and exercise grace, because I want grace extended to me when I need it.
Amen. Amen. That is the first time I would say this, Mr. Mm-hmm. Perry. That is the first time I have heard a consumer in a long time extend that type of grace. So I do appreciate that. I really do. And that's why I do want to humbly apologize, because by me being in customer service, and also a consumer, I'm not always on this end of the phone, right? So when I'm expecting some money that is due to me, then I do would fully understand you being upset, because you already had this conversation before. So if it was me, I would be, but I do appreciate your humbleness in this matter. So that is awesome. And you must deal with the public as well for you to have that attitude.
Well, I do, but the reason for my attitude is Jesus Christ. No, I
can't. Oh, okay. Okay.
And I have to say that, you know, if I had the money back in my account, I wouldn't have the pleasure of meeting you.
That's true. Look at me not being humble, right? But no, all kidding aside, I will assure you, though, it's going to be a total of $134.74. I did get that process while we were on the line together, or before I had to come back to you, let you know what happened. And again, that definitely should be by me submitted on today, Thursday. I would anticipate it being back in your account no later than Tuesday, after the bank does their overnight processing over the weekend.
That is excellent.
You would definitely have it, Mr. Perry, but my name is Shima, and I'm actually doing good today, and I did what I was supposed to do. So you shouldn't have to have this call again. But if you do, please reach out to me, and I'd be more than happy to talk to you again, because you've been a pleasure.
And you have as well. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for contacting customer service. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.